allow us to benefit from him in other venues. Inshallah, now I call upon Mufti Azimuddin. He's going to do a brief presentation of Darussalam, the Masjid and the Academy, and what are the programs that are offered here. Mufti Azimuddin, everyone is aware, he's my brother here. Alhamdulillah, I don't know how I should proceed with this bio, but Alhamdulillah, it says here that he was born and raised in the Chicagoland area. Alhamdulillah, he was blessed at the age of 7 to memorize the Quran. He finished the Hifz of the Quran at the age of 7 years, the Hifz of the Quran. And so, basically, my father used to call him the Ummi Hafiz, the Hafiz who can't read and write. Because when I was memorizing, I started when I was older, 8 years old, and he's 4 years younger than me. So he was only 4 years old. So he did not know how to read the letters also. But by listening, when the 30th juz, he ended up memorizing just by listening at the age of 4 and 5. And he did not know how to read also, but he started memorizing before learning how to read. So he would have a hifz lesson continuing, and then he would have what we call in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, Nazara lesson. So he was doing Nazara and hifz at the same time. So Nazara is going on and hifz is continuing on. Alhamdulillah, this is fadl of Allah, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fa hadith, as we discussed earlier. And thereafter, Allah Ta'ala blessed him to go to study in South Africa. And he studied from the same madrasa. All of these scholars have Darul Ulum Zakariya. And he came back and he got a degree also in psychology from Elmhurst College. And he was the imam and director in Frankfurt, the AIM Masjid, from 2006 to 2012. Currently, he's here full-time in the madrasa, in the Masjid Darussalam. So he will give us a presentation about Darussalam's activities. Jazakumullah khair.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, dear brothers, respected ulama, mothers and sisters, students, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله تعالى we are having a beneficial an enjoyable and refreshing experience for the past 24 hours. I ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us multiple opportunities throughout our life, inshallah ta'ala, time and again for us to refresh and rejuvenate our iman and to build our relationship with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Darussalam Foundation that is hosting this masjid, this madrasa that is hosting this event, alhamdulillah, began just a few years ago. You know that this masjid has been built about 2.5, almost 3. This Ramadan will be the 3rd year since the building of this masjid. And alhamdulillah, before that, our classes were being held in the house just behind here. And once the classes became too many for the house to handle, we moved on to a warehouse that was so generously given to us and donated for Lillah by our dear brother Iqbal. Here in Addison, alhamdulillah, many, many hufaz graduated from there. And then we moved on, alhamdulillah, in 2013, when the masjid opened, eventually, alhamdulillah, the classes were able to immediately move here, and we're able to start offering our classes here. So, we are still in our infancy. A few years ago, only the madrasa started, and the classes started, and the masjid, of course, is still new. And this program of this sort, of course, is our very first attempt and a very first type, first of its type. But the question is, what is the vision of Darussalam? What are we trying to achieve here at Darussalam? And of course, that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain success in both worlds. But along with that, to be more specific, it is to preserve and to implement within our own selves and our students and to disseminate the true ilm of deen. That ilm, that deen that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind, that sad day when he left this world, and the level he left the ummah at with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu leading the sahaba in prayer. And that level of deen that was able to give him a peaceful sleep when he removed the curtain and looked at the sahaba being led by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he felt content at the level of the deen, unless and until you and I do not take the ummah and ourselves to that level, we cannot remain content. We have to be working tirelessly until we achieve that. And that is definitely the vision of Darussalam. And the academy and the masjid are two parts that we have together. the academy offering classes of all sorts to young children as young as 5 years old and adults as beyond 60, senior citizens. And the masjid, of course, is to serve as a hub and a center for all the nearby communities. Alhamdulillah, both have been working hand in hand together for these past 3 years. The highlight of the madrasa and the academy here is our 1 year program. And you're going to hear this time and again. This is a flagship, if you want to call it that, of Darussalam, alhamdulillah. A 1 year program that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired and Allah put in the minds and the hearts of the scholars and the students of knowledge here. The need, of course, arose when we saw that there is two options, all or none. Either a person can go abroad and study 8-10 years, or then other than that, a person is basically a Sunday school graduate at most. And there was nothing right in the middle. When we saw so many people, subhanAllah, did not need to become scholars, there was no reason for us to pay such a high price. Do you know what type of price we're paying right now? We're paying the price of, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters who've memorized the Qur'an and now have left the fold of Islam. Just a few miles away from this place. Few miles away. Because they did not have ilm. They did not know what they read. They didn't know what they memorized. They did not have the companionship of scholars. The tarbiyah was not made. And subhanAllah, we lost them. And one casualty is enough for a wake-up call. But imagine casualty after casualty after casualty. When we see our youth completely, aimlessly, working, walking towards in the same direction as everyone else is, without any vision, without any ilm, without any spirituality. And that became the reason that the scholar said we have to gather together, unite together, and offer a program that is conveniently attainable to anyone. Any high school, for who? Any high school graduating student. Anyone who finished undergrad before he moves on to post-grad studies. Anyone who wants to take a deferment during his college years. Anyone who is working and is able to, subhanAllah, take a sabbatical leave of some sort and make adjustments at home, take care of the needs of his family, and then take leave and come and study. Walillah alhamd, this is our 3rd year coming to completion. May 29th, next month, will be the graduation of the 3rd class of the 1 year program. And alhamdulillah, we have that full range of students. We have that 15-year-old hafiz and the 14-year-old hafiz in this program. We have that high school graduate who has gotten accepted into medical school, for example, and got accepted into an engineering program and is coming here. We have that student who's finished his undergrad and before he goes on to dentistry is coming here, for example. And of course, we have actually practicing physicians, adults, IT professionals, married with kids, who have taken the time out to enroll in this full-time 1 year program, or actually 10 months, one educational year or 10 months. The curriculum is focused on two things. A rigorous academic effort to bring the student at a level where he or she can, at the end of this program, pick up a book of tafsir, pick up a book of hadith in Arabic language, and be able to navigate through it. Intermediate level of Arabic, and onwards to, you know, beyond that. Alhamdulillah, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., I request all of you to be present here. Those of you who are doing i'tikaf, of course you will. But those of you who are not, I please request you to come here tomorrow at 10 a.m. You will see with your own eyes, students, maybe your own sons, your friends' sons, subhanAllah, standing and giving small programs, and you will be able to see, mashaAllah, directly from Tafsir ibn Kathir, Tafsir al-Baydawi, Tafsir al-Jalalain, Tafsir ibn Kathir, and beyond, alhamdulillah, we have put the books in front of them, we've asked them to study. We will have a class tomorrow, where one of the teachers will be teaching 2 ayats of the Qur'an. The students have not been informed and not been told what will be asked. And they will sit in class, having prepared from those Arabic books, and you will see, inshallah, the interaction between the teacher and the students, and how the students navigate through those books. This is the academic rigor we hope, and alhamdulillah, Allah, inshallah, is granting us that. Along with that is a spiritual aspect, which is probably most important. The spiritual development of these students, so that they recognize Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the tarbiyah is made, they have contact and connection with the senior scholars, and with this beautiful heritage and lineage that we all share. That they can become role models in their universities, in their colleges, they can lead salah in their musallas, they can give jum'ah khutbah when called upon, they can lead the khatiras, lead the MSA meetings, whatever is called upon, they are not scholars by any means. But they are working professionals, for example, who have a strong grounding in their faith. and who can inshallah remain firm on their faith and can become a means of saving others from falling out of the faith. That is the goal. Walillah alhamd, this year was the first year we had this program offered for the sisters, mashallah, which has been a huge success as well. Along with that, we have the Alim program, which is the graduates of the one-year program are split into two groups. One who go back to mainstream society, go back into college, go back into the workforce. And then a certain group of these students who have done very well, who have excelled in their studies, who've shown to their teachers that they really, really want to go forward and that they are fit for this type of program. Then they move on to the six-year Alim program. And of course, the Alim program is what you've seen, mashallah, the mashayikh, the ulama, our elders who've been with us this past weekend, all have graduated from. If you were impressed by their humbleness, if you were inspired by their knowledge, if you were touched by their words, they are graduates of, not of some four-year or six-year or eight-year medical or MBA program. They are all graduates of the Alamiya program in different institutes. That's what it is. It is to nurture and prepare leaders within communities who can handle Islamic schools, who can handle Islamic centers, who can handle masajid, who can handle think tanks, who can handle, subhanAllah, websites dedicated to serving Islam, who can handle Muslim organizations that are providing social services, but in the light of the Sharia. That is what these scholars are equipped to do. The goal of Darul Salam eventually, of course, with the six-year Alim program here, objective for that is to create a wave of scholars born and raised in this country, educated in this country, to provide services to the millions of Muslims and the thousands of musallas, masjids, Islamic schools that are spreading out. Every single day you have a fundraiser, isn't it? Tonight we've got two fundraisers in our community. May Allah make them a great, huge success. The MSI Masjid and the IFS Masjid. SubhanAllah, every weekend there's a fundraiser. For what? For the brick and mortar of a masjid, for services and whatnot. But those masajid, unless and until they do not have an imam who can handle them, it is just like you've got a brand new spaceship, a brand new fire, you know, aircraft, but without a pilot. You can have a $1 billion aircraft, but if you don't have a pilot to fly it, it is of absolute no use. The Islamic schools and the masajid and the madaris require scholars who have the knowledge of the deen along with the dunya, who have the firm grounding in the sunnah and are well aware of the customs and the culture of this country, and can lead the people in a harmonious manner towards a bright future, not only for Muslims, but for the average Americans as well. And present Islam in a manner, in a true sense, that genuinely Islam is a source of peace and comfort for the people of this country. Studying abroad has become quite difficult. Alhamdulillah, this is an alternative, a much needed alternative. And of course, Darul Salam by no means is the only institute offering this. MashaAllah, throughout Chicago and beyond, we have institutes that are offering the same services. And definitely, definitely, my friends, I sometimes count, and I'm in ulama gatherings, I ask them, how many schools like this sort, where you have a six-year program, are you aware of, where students from out of state can come and dorm and stay nearby? We have apartments across the parking lot here. That's where our out-of-state students stay. But whatever means you have, boarding of some sort, and alhamdulillah, I can't go beyond six or seven. I may be wrong, but whoever I meet when I start writing, when I start counting, subhanAllah, and the full six-year program, maybe two or three. In the whole massive 50 states. By no means is this sufficient, my friends. Every single board member of a masjid is emailing, texting, calling, and begging for an imam. There's so many brothers in this gathering who have done the same. Where's that supply going to come from? We have to have multiple institutes like these that are going to, inshallah ta'ala, prepare such leaders. We are just one of many. We hope Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this service from all of us and those ulama who are serving in this. We have, along with the one-year program and the Alim program, we have an Arabic intensive program offered in the summer, both for boys and girls. This has been going on for the past 5 years. It's usually between a 5 to 6 week program and a very intense program so that the students begin to appreciate the Arabic language. Alhamdulillah, this is usually the hook. Once they taste the sweetness of Arabic and the ability to start deciphering words and meanings of Quran being recited in Taraweeh, they yearn to study the 1 year. And they yearn to at least become, if not full 1 year, but to become part-time students. So that is being offered this year as well. Please pick up the flyers on the way out. You can register for this program on the kiosks as well. Next, inshallah. Along with the Arabic intensive program, we have the Weekend Academy. Now you say, I don't have 1 year. I can't do 10 months. I can't even do 2 months over the summer. Brothers and sisters, most of us, we can take time out on the weekend. You say, no, but I work on Saturdays too. I'm sure you're probably not working on Sunday. Alhamdulillah, we offer Saturday classes and Sunday classes for adults. Young adults, elder adults, mashallah, of all ages, high school students and beyond. We have full range from 15-year-old to probably 68 and 70 in our weekend classes. It's been about a year and a half since we've offered it. We go semester by semester, and we offer for men and women. We have slides, PowerPoint slides, so the sisters can follow along as well. And our teachers of the academy and some outside teachers as well help us in teaching those classes. So far we've covered in Sirah, Meccan period, Madani period. We've covered Tajweed, we've covered Aqeedah, we've covered Fiqh of Tahara, we've covered in two semesters Fiqh of Salah, and we've covered Introduction to Hadith. There's and Nikah and marriage, and subhanAllah, marriage and Talaq. Very, 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 very important. Very important. It's being taught over 16 weeks, this course. So this semester is going to end. After Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, the fall semester will start. So that is another program that we're offering. And beyond the weekend academy, then of course we have our Quran classes. Come in various shades and forms. We have the full-time Hifz program here. Alhamdulillah, so far, 27 students taqriban have graduated. Between the boys and girls, we had an 8-year-old girl, mashallah, from our community, one of the nieces of our ustad, who graduated, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, say takbir. And mashallah, her sister also graduated, 10-year-old, mashallah, this year. So we have the girls also memorizing, and then the boys as well, alhamdulillah. A total of 3 classes. And then we have a part-time post-after-school hifz program. Then we have a maktab or a Quranic recitation and Islamic studies program. My brothers and sisters, I know we have people from far out here. This is the key thing. Ensure our children do not all have to become hafiz. Take my words in a wrong sense. But subhanAllah, najah and jannah is not based only on becoming hafiz and leaving off the sunnah. There's this misconception within the community. There's running against each other, competing that I want my son to be a hafiz. But sunnah is not there. Beyond that is not there. So no, we just send him so that he become a hafiz. Not religious the way you are, or the way your school promotes. No. We just want him to be hafiz in and out. Should be able to recite tarawih, and you know, the crowd must say, mashallah. My friends, this is not going to take us anywhere. I kid you not, I stand in front of you in the house of Allah, I'm telling you, there are people, not one, not two, not three, more, many, who've memorized the Quran, and today, do not even believe in the Quran. Do not even believe in Allah and Rasul. We're not talking about South America. We're not talking about California. We're talking about the city of Chicago and the metropolitan area. Yes. So key thing is, tarbiyah has to be key thing. Maktab, wherever masjid you're coming from, ensure that there's a maktab. If not there, go ask the imam, please, can you start a maktab, an evening program? My teachers have said, more than teaching Bukhari and this and that, we want you to see that maktab system is established in your local masajid, where every single boy and girl of the community is going to the masjid for an hour or two, every single day, is connected with the scholar of the masjid, is not only learning how to read the Quran, but is learning etiquette. How are you supposed to handle Valentine's Day as a 5-year-old? Believe it or not, this is what they're exposed to. As a 4-year-old, how are you supposed to handle Halloween? How are you supposed to handle Christmas? How are you supposed to handle the question of, you know, gender identity and all those orientations? SubhanAllah, 4-year-olds are being exposed to this. Who's going to teach this? That's where is going to come from, the maktab. So please, inshallah ta'ala, send your children to the makatib in your local places. Over the summer, we offer a summer hifz program, and we're offering it this year as well for boys and girls. And we have a summer school type, which is basically not hifz, but just Islamic studies, aqidah, tajweed, and fiqh. Inshallah. Beyond that, the masjid itself, Masjid Darussalam, alhamdulillah, has been offering a host of programs. Of course, beyond the salawat that are offered here, weekly programs we have. Tuesday nights we have tafsirs, but not every Tuesday, because we know we get a little bit tired. So we have sections. We've covered so far tafsir of Surah Hujurat for 7 weeks. Last 10 surahs of the Quran for 10 weeks. Surah Al-Fatiha for a few weeks. Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Al-Sajda for a few weeks, like that. These type of programs been offered throughout the year, alhamdulillah. Beyond that, we offer Thursday nights a recital of Salawatul Salam. Tonight you'll witness that. Tonight after Isha, make sure we're here. We're going to listen, inshallah ta'ala, to the salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ being recited. You all will get a chance to individually recite, and then we'll have a beautiful dua at the end of that. That takes place here every Thursday night. And then on Friday nights, usually we have a program on tazkiyah, on the disease of the heart, and the way to cure ourselves from that. Every month, usually towards the middle of the month, we have a monthly seminar on an interesting topic that is the need of the time, that is presented by one of our local scholars, academy teachers, or one of the local scholars. Alhamdulillah, if you are not already on our listserv, then please do sign up and you will get the invitation for that. So these are the programs that, alhamdulillah, the masjid is offering here. And this is the retreat, first retreat of this sort. We're going to give you feedback forms tonight on the way out. I ask you, please, this is your participation. This is your donation of your time. That you fill that out with sincerity. Feedback. Without that, we can't work. We need to get a feel of the community so that we can offer services properly. We need to know what was right, what was wrong, how can we improve, and how often would you like these type of programs to be offered. So on the way out, inshallah ta'ala, please fill that feedback form. Darussalam is not the organization of some students, not the organization of the teachers here, not the organization of a few group of members. It is your organization, it's your baby, it's your madrasa, it is your masjid. We want you to feel like that. Definitely. We are here for your service. If you don't come, what can we do? What are we going to just leave the salah on our own and speak to ourselves? You're here, mashallah. That's why I'm standing here. If you're not here, definitely on this Saturday night, I'd probably be with my family somewhere. I wouldn't be standing here. You came, that's why I'm here. So we need you. This is your place. Please, number one, remember this masjid and this madrasa in your dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us sincerity and to protect us from every type of evil that lurks out there. From hasad, from the evil plotting of those who plot evil, from the evil within us and from within, you know, out of us. From shaitan and nafs, we need your dua. Number two, we need you, inshallah ta'ala, support by attendance. The programs throughout the year that take place, kindly come and invite others. Addallu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi. If you come, inshallah, and you invite others, that brother may cry at the end of this program. You may be busy something else, but he's crying and he's seeking forgiveness. You got the reward for his tawbah. How? It's a simple text message away. So please, inshallah, your support in bringing people to the masjid and the madrasa programs is very important. Number three, inshallah ta'ala, support. This program, alhamdulillah, is being provided free of cost, food and all of that, because we have, may Allah reward such generous people. Really, it's just amazing. Our scholars, visiting scholars, were surprised too. They said, look at the generosity of the people of this community. That mashallah, you're able to put up such a huge program, alhamdulillah, first time, absolutely no idea of how many people are going to attend. But without having to put any boj and you know, a difficulty saying pay this entrance fee, that, alhamdulillah, food, snacks, whatever, mashallah, free of cost, because we have people, alhamdulillah, supporting programs like this. And alhamdulillah, we have a policy for all our programs, including our flagship 1 year program, tuition. We never make that an issue. Believe it or not, if you go to our website, there is no mention of even of the tuition. I say in this day and age, we should pay good students to come study. Because they're so rare. And we need them. They don't realize that they need the program. But we realize that the ummah needs such youth. So if you know such youth, please send them. Send them, inshallah ta'ala. Don't worry and ask about tuition and this and that. We need these students. Alhamdulillah, there are many people who are ready to support them. But we need students. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, 10 a.m. is the orientation for the program. I ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept not only all of the students and the hadirin majlis who are present here, but all the dini work that is taking place in the city of Chicago and beyond. And anywhere in the world, wherever any type of mahfil and gathering like this is taking place, they're all one. Our example is different departments of a chain store, Walmart. The electronic departments, and you have a bakery, you have what? You have a plumbing, you have, you know, all sorts of things. The guy who goes to the plumbing, he says, oh, don't go to electronics, come to me. It never happens like that. The bakery guy doesn't say, don't go to the pharmacy, come to me. All the money goes to the same cash register, goes to the same company. All these efforts, beautiful efforts of deen that are working according to the sunnah, are all trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no competition. But rather, we work together to serve that one creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to unite our hearts and your hearts and accept your presence here. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.